Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. Stress reveals character among humans. And the ongoing slow-motion implosion of the great American shale oil revolution is throwing stark light on the nature of the humans involved in the oil industry. Now, I refuse, contrary to the shorthand title of this piece, to attribute human characteristics to corporations. They have none. The people who run them sometimes do. One should probably not expect much of people who take as their life's work the wresting of the planet's last morsels of carbon from the earth so that we can burn it and destroy the ecosystem that nourishes us. But still, they live among us, they raise children, they pretend to share with us at least some fundamental values. Even knowing, as many of us do, that they lie, that they hire elegant blonde women to stroll across our Sunday TV landscape and lie in their cosmetically enhanced teeth about what oil companies are doing and what the consequences are, it is nevertheless something of a shock to watch their present descent from dishonesty and greed to sheer don't-give-a-damn evil. Cases in point. Oil companies that find themselves in trouble in Alberta are simply walking away from their rigs, leaving miles of pipe in the ground and acres of polluted ground and water on the surface to be cleaned up by a little-known and underfunded industry organization, the Orphan Wells Association. Last year, the OWA had 164 wells to clean up in Alberta. Now that number is up to 704. It's possible to handle a clean site for $50,000 and 2 years of work, but oil people are not clean operators, and many sites are costing more than $1 million and are taking 10 years to fix. The OWA has been completing remediation on 43 sites a year. At that rate, its present backlog is 16 years long. One tar sands operator in Alberta reacted to falling profits by laying off 15 people and refusing to transport them out of the wilderness in which they were working. Air transportation into the tar sands for 20 days of work and back out for 8 days off was provided by the company, but the 15 were told that getting back to civilization was their problem. The classy company, Canadian Natural Resources Limited, relented only after worldwide outrage at the plight of the dismissed workers. Oil companies whose wells play out in the Gulf of Mexico are required to seal them permanently to prevent leaks of the residual oil, which is still under pressure in pipes subject to severe corrosion. There are 27,000 abandoned wells in the Gulf, of which nearly 4,000 have a figurative cork stuck in them, a temporary seal that the company intends, maybe, to someday somehow replace with the required permanent seal. In the 8 years since ExxonMobil promised the world to stop funding climate change deniers, it has given them more than $2.3 million to pollute public discourse and hamstring efforts to deal with the oncoming planetary crisis. Of course, it took a British newspaper, The Guardian, to figure this out, and oddly enough, CNN did not go wall-to-wall on this story. Nor did anyone pay much attention to the story. All right, this is old news, but still capable of rendering hair flammable, that the fracking industry in California continues to get rid of its waste fluids, millions and millions of gallons of water so polluted it can never be used for anything related to human consumption, by injecting them into previously untainted underground aquifers that are the state's last best hope for irrigation and drinking water as their worst drought in history continues. There's more, much more. But before this abbreviated review of oil company crimes against humanity becomes the longest book in the world, let's go turn on the TV and watch the Exxon lady sing her siren song. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.